ChipChat is moving iTunes channels. Visit our website at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm and click on the link for iTunes to subscribe to the new feed. Welcome to ChipChat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to ChipChat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're with Mark Schoenagel from Autodesk. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
So, Mark, you have had a very rich history in the world of 3D. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do at Autodesk and what your history is around bringing 3D products to market?
Yeah, I've been the technology evangelist for a product called Softimage for close to 20 years. You know, if you don't know Softimage, it's one of the pioneers in 3D animation. Literally, the very first character ever animated in a film was done with Softimage, the pseudopod and the movie The Abyss, Jurassic Park, Godzilla, some of the Star Wars films, a very, very long list of films created with Softimage tools, and also video games. It's really been amazing to see a shift from movies with two or three shots to now up to 2,000-3,000 shots in a film. So it's been an amazing thing that I've been able to see happen.
We're at the National Association of Broadcasters Conference in Las Vegas. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Softimage 2013, what you're showing at the show this week, and what are the new features of this product that you're really excited about or that your customers are really excited about?
The big feature for Soft 2013 is crowd animation. And crowd animation is really nice within Softimage because we have a multi-threaded architecture within the software. So what our guys have done, well, it was actually a few years ago, they created this visual programming language, and we've been building on top of it. And this year, we've taken those tools and created this crowd simulation tool set. We're able to take, just with a few little nodes in our software, I'm able to create crowds of 10, 20, 30,000 characters. So I thought it'd be pretty fun at the Intel booth to take one of the new E5 Xeon machines with 32 threads, 16 cores. Pretty crazy. So I made the Intel logo form out of like 10,000 little running characters, and we rendered that very quickly.
You know, you mentioned something from history, and I think everybody who loves 3D animation remembers the Abyss scene with the water coming in.
Yeah.
Can you characterize what it took to make that and what it would take today and, you know, where we've come, just to give the audience a perspective?
All right. Yeah, that's a great question. When that movies were done, you know, it was all on Silicon Graphics machine. The hardware was like $50,000, $60,000 just for your workstation. And my first SGI was 30 megahertz and had 32 megs of RAM.
That was smoking hot.
So, yeah. So back then, I mean, we took, you know, the software actually had a variable in it that would cap the number of polygons you could have in a scene to 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I model a fingernail with 10,000 polygons now. That's just nothing. Multicore and 64-bit have been, you know, I hate the word game changer, but geez, that was a game changer for our industry. I mean, almost overnight, I went from the biggest scene to maybe 20, 30, 40,000 triangles up to 500 million almost overnight, just because of that increased RAM that I was able to have, and the hardware was still able to keep up with it. So Microsoft owned us back in those days, and what they wanted to do was get a high-end application like Softimage running on Windows NT on Intel processors. And I remember that day driving out to Intergraph and loading up on a standard workstation, loading up Softimage, plug my dongle in, load the CD, and wow, no crazy licensing, no crazy Unix headaches. Finally, you know, machines weren't $30,000, $40,000. You could buy a real workstation for a couple grand. Kids were able to use it in schools. You know, now I go to elementary schools and they're teaching kids 3D animation.
So when you think about it from a designer perspective, a designer at their individual workstation, is it the ability for creativity to flow more freely?
When I was doing medical animation before I worked for Softimage, I could literally get beach time. I was living in Naples, Florida. I could get beach time by just sliding a slider to increase the anti-aliasing level like one notch. So instead of something taking 10 hours to render, I can make it take a week to render. Now you can have renders going, you can be looking at flip books, you can, you know, with multitasking, you can just run two or three versions of the same application, you can be working on your textures in Photoshop. Your creativity, it just doesn't stop.
So let's go back to the present, and you're talking to customers here in Las Vegas. We actually aren't standing in front of a craps table, even though it kind of sounds like it. What do the developers' eyes just light up about?
Well, we made an investment with this technology called ICE. It's a multi-threaded visual programming language. It's astounding. I can take real source code that an engineer wrote 10 years ago before we were doing everything multi-core, multi-threaded, that executes so much slower than five nodes can execute doing the exact same function today. At the high end of 3D, there's tool writers. You don't just open the software and start to noodle around. You have tool writers who are making very specific tools for the biggest feature films. And if they can prototype something with 30, 40 nodes, that would before have taken 10, 30, 40,000 lines of code. I mean, it really, that's no exaggeration. It is that monumental what we're able to do. So our engineers, our customers' engineers, they find Softimage ICE just amazing.
When you look at the integration of hardware and software. What do you think the key is when you're moving from generation to generation?
So we have the unique software that uses all the CPUs. And, you know, I can use every core you give me. I can take the fastest hard drives you give me and I can use that technology. And GPUs, you know, whatever GPUs in there, I'm going to push that to the limit. So we really have a very unique software where we take advantage at different times of every bit of performance, every bit of that machine. You know, when the new hardware comes out, our engineers get it. They start to code for it, make sure everything's optimized for it. I get my hands on it. I try to push the actual software, making something cool, making explosions and things. And
very cool.
And there you go.
So, Mark, one final question for you, and it's a simple one. If my audience wants to find out more about Softimage and what you guys are doing from Autodesk, what can you tell me?
Well, first, it's pronounced Softimage because it's a French-Canadian company, so it's really just Soft Image if you spell it out. So you can Google Soft Image. You can go to Autodesk.com, find the Soft Image button, or you can go to my blog. If you go to the-area.com is the Autodesk area website, or autodesk.com/area. And if you look under the blogs, you can see all the blog listings under there. Mine's Planet Softimage. So you can find all about what I'm doing on the road and just what our customers are doing. And then, like I said, autodesk.com/softimage for actual product information.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for being on the program today. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day.
Sure thing.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.